Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Bobby is an ambulance dispatcher.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. Are you dispatching ambulances right now?
I'm in the parking lot right now.
All right. What time are you supposed to be in? At 7?
Yes.
Okay, we got time. Go ahead, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
Okay. My boss is right beside me.
Oh,
okay. Kennedy, go ahead and leave the studio.
All right, good luck.
Who's dispatching ambulances then?
Yeah, what?
Not us.
Not I.
All right, Kennedy's gone. She stepped into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear any of the questions or answers that are about to happen. Remember, you have to get more right than Kennedy to win. She's got 2,850 wins, only 239 losses. Question number one, Jerry Halliwell turning 47 today. She plays Ginger Spice. What was the name of the Spice Girls movie that came out at the height of their popularity?
Pass.
Question number two, Ed Sheeran's Divide World Tour has become the highest grossing tour of all time. It earned almost $740 million. It beat which rock band's record from their 2011 tour? Was it the Rolling Stones, U2, or Queen?
U2.
Question number three, Lil Wayne performed his version of Old Town Road at a concert. Which pop punk band is he currently on tour with?
Oh, pass.
Question number four. Kirsten Dunst says that being an actress is much easier than being a stay-at-home mom. Which team did her character cheer for in Bring It On?
The Cowboys.
Okay. Shoot or shoot.
Question number five. 4 years ago in 2015, Hamilton opened on Broadway. Who killed Alexander Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
Boy, your voice got awfully deep there.
Here's the answer.
Do we give her that one?
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Yeah, we're not Jeopardy. Who cares?
All right. Kennedy!
I got at least have one.
All right, Bobby, who is that dude in the background that was helping you?
My boss.
What's his name?
Bob.
Bob. Bob and Bobby?
Let's go.
Yes.
Who writes this stuff? Because this can't be real life. All right, Kennedy.
It is real life.
Bobby got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Well, Bobby got 1 and Bob got 1.
The Bobs.
The
Bobs.
Bob 2.
Bob squared.
Bob squared. All right, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Halliwell turning 47 today. Of course, she's Ginger Spice. What was the name of the Spice Girls movie that came out at the height of their popularity?
Spice World.
Spice World. 1-0. Question number two. How did Bob not know that? Ed Sheeran's Divide World Tour has become the highest grossing tour of all time. It earned almost $740 million, Kennedy. It beat out this rock band's record for their 2011 tour. Was it The Stones, U2, or Queen?
U2.
2-1. Question number three. Lil Wayne performed his own remix of Old Town Road at a concert. He is currently on tour with which pop punk band?
Blink-182?
That is right. 3-1. Question number four. Kirsten Dunst says being an actress is easier than being a stay-at-home mom. Which team did her character cheer for in Bring It On?
Kennedy. The Toros.
It's cold in here, Kennedy.
There must be some Toros in the atmosphere.
4-1, question number five. 4 years ago in 2015, Hamilton opened on Broadway. Who killed Alexander Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
I'm glad you're having fun, Bobby.
The Bobs.
The Bobs are living their best life.
Yes, the Bobs
are
amused.
Giggly ambulance dispatching company.
I imagine you have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sorry to the Bobs. You don't get the $100, but I do have a 4-pack of tickets to Canobie Lake Park, where all the fun is. Thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with the Tidal River and private cabanas. To the Bobs, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're the Bobs, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Leslie is from Nashua, New Hampshire. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
Leslie is here for Redemption Week, giving Kennedy a chance to redeem herself against the five most recent competitors who have defeated her. What was the score when you won?
It was 5-4.
Oof. Oh, that was a good one. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Leslie works for Keurig.
Uh-huh.
Free coffee for the rest of our lives if we let
maybe,
you win.
Maybe.
Let me tell you, you're doing God's work for morning radio.
I have plenty of access to pods if you need them.
Ooh. All right, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Well, actually, you don't win the $100 because you've already won the $100. You're just playing for pride at this point, and we do have a nice parting gift for you. As you can see, Kennedy's gone. You can see her in that other studio.
I do see
she
her.
Can't hear any of this that is happening. And if you look at the big board, you can see her record, 2,851 wins, only 239 losses. Question number one. 11 years ago today, James Franco and Seth Rogen, their movie Pineapple Express was released. Which of those two played the drug dealer in that movie?
James Franco.
Wood from the oak tree in The Shawshank Redemption was used to make gifts for the cast to celebrate the movie's 25th anniversary. Who played Red in the film?
Morgan Freeman.
Bruce Springsteen's son probably could have done anything that he wanted to with his life, but he chose to become a firefighter in his home state. Where is the boss from?
New Jersey.
ABC will air a live concert in November based on The Little Mermaid. Queen Latifah will play Ursula, the Sea Witch, and Shaggy will be Ariel's buddy, who is a crab. What is his name?
Sebastian.
There's no time limit. It's okay.
She is a wrecking ball.
She is amazing.
57 years ago today, Jamaica became an independent nation within the British Commonwealth. What is the name of the Jamaican sprinter with 9 Olympic gold medals?
Usain Bolt.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Should I have made these harder?
Woof. She is not messing around,
Leslie,
Kennedy.
Don't play. I'm scared.
Kennedy, welcome back.
You should be scared.
Yeah. Leslie, the last time she was here, she got 5. This time, she got 5.
Wow. Okay.
Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. 11 years ago today, the James Franco and Seth Rogen comedy Pineapple Express was released. Which of those two played the drug dealer in the movie?
James Franco.
Wood from the oak tree in Shawshank Redemption was used to make gifts for the cast to celebrate the movie's 25th anniversary. Who played Red in the film?
Morgan Freeman.
Bruce Springsteen's son probably could have done anything he wanted to with his lot in life. His name is Sam. He chose to become a firefighter in his home state. Where's the boss from?
New Jersey.
ABC will air a live concert in November based on The Little Mermaid. Queen Latifah will play Ursula, the Sea Witch, and Shaggy will be Ariel's buddy, who is a crab. What is his name?
Sebastian. God, I did that story.
57 years ago today, Jamaica became an independent nation within the British Commonwealth. What is the name of the Jamaican sprinter with 9 Olympic gold medals?
Usain Bolt.
All right, question number one. You said James Franco. That is a brave answer. It was correct. Morgan Freeman, yes. New Jersey. Yes, that is right. Sebastian, yes. And Usain Bolt is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
I thought I got that Bruce Springsteen one wrong. I thought he was from New York or something. Oof.
5-5 is the final score. Very well done, Leslie. Unfortunately, with the tie, you don't get the win.
Oh, it's quite all right.
But I do have a pair of tickets to go see Beck and Cade's The Elephant August 15th at the Xfinity Center. Also, you have a pair of passes into an exclusive campfire acoustic session with Cade's The Elephant that'll happen
nice.
When you're down there.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you for coming in, by the way.
No problem.
You leave the coffee behind when you go.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Thank we you. Need the machine too, see?
Yeah.
Ooh, they got don't rid have of ours. The machine.
Oh, yeah. We have those too.
Do you guys have Bob Marley Keurig cups?
I don't think we used to, but not any longer. Mm. Not a partner brand.
All right, all right. Well, thank you. I know. Thank you for coming in again. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Leslie from Nashua, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Guys, we have Rihanna on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hey, girl.
Are you on Late Night Thursday?
No.
Are you dropping an album?
No.
Are you still in Barbados?
I can't even sing.
Yes, you can.
Rihanna is dropping off her 11-year-old and her 3-year-old at camp today. And they made her call in.
Is it drop-off camp? Is it just day camp?
It's just day camp. Mm. It's just for a few hours. Mm. Yeah, I know.
Do you pay the extra money for them to stay an extra hour? Because we do that.
Sometimes, yeah, depending on the day. Definitely. Yeah,
I would do the sleepaway most quickly. Bye. Good luck.
All right, we kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Rihanna.
Okay, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Thank you.
Is it Rihanna or Rihanna? Yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond, Kennedy.
Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio where she is blowing her nose and then cannot hear any of the questions that are about to happen. She's got 2,851 wins, only 239 losses. Question number one. On this date in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger announced his candidacy to be governor of which state?
California.
Question number two. Jaden Smith shaved his head on stage during a show in Toronto on Saturday. Jaden's little sister, Willow, actually had a pretty big hit song back in the day. In it, she says, "I whip blank."
Oh.
Oh.
Potatoes?
I whip potatoes. Lindsay Lohan might have something going on with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. If that guy doesn't sound familiar, that is the same guy who allegedly murdered a journalist last year. Who played the alpha mean girl in Lohan's movie Mean Girls?
Oh my gosh. The same chick that played in The Notebook. What is her name? Yep, I guess I get that one wrong too. That's really going to make me mad later.
Question number
I'm sorry,
four.
But she broke Annie.
Yeah. That could be the greatest answer ever given. Question number four. Ariana Grande may take on more acting roles in the future after making a cameo on Jim Carrey's Showtime series, Kidding. What is the Jim Carrey movie where he plays a hotshot attorney that can't lie for 24 hours due to his son's
liar,
birthday?
Liar.
Yeah, all right.
Sorry.
Question number five. Matt Damon got all four of his daughter's names tattooed on his arm. He is currently at war with which late night show host as a running joke on the show, even getting bumped off the bill every night?
Seriously? I don't know. Conan?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I've never seen Annie's face so red in my life.
Thank you. I miss everything.
Yeah, this is one of the greatest answers ever given, Kennedy. For Kennedy, Rihanna got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are very difficult questions. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger announced his candidacy to be governor for which state?
California.
Tied at 1. Question number two. Jaden Smith shaved his head on stage during a show in Toronto on Saturday. Jaden's little sister, Willow, actually had a pretty big hit song back in the day. In it, she says, I whip blank.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Why? What's funny?
She said what, Annie? I couldn't hear you.
Potatoes.
I whip potatoes.
Okay, that's almost as good as Gary. I'm keeping it.
I love that song by Willow Smith. I whip potatoes back and forth. Two to one. Question number two. Lindsay Lohan might have something going on with Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. Kennedy, that's the guy who allegedly murdered a journalist last year.
Super.
Who played the alpha mean girl in Lohan's movie Mean Girls?
Rachel McAdams.
3-1. Question number four. Ariana Grande apparently going to take on more acting roles in the future after making a cameo on Jim Carrey's Showtime series Kidding. What is the Jim Carrey movie where he plays a hotshot attorney that can't lie for 24 hours due to his son's birthday wish?
Liar, liar.
4-2. Question number five. Matt Damon got all four of his daughter's names tattooed on his arm. You know, Kennedy, he is at war with the late night host as a running joke. Which one is it?
Jimmy Kimmel.
That is correct. Nice job.
Woo! Oh, that was the best day of my life.
5-2 is the final score, Rihanna.
I hear it.
I'm sorry, you are going into the Campy Kennedy Hall of Fame for one of the greatest answers of all time. But that does not get you the $100. I do have a pair of tickets, though. You're going to the monthly patio pig roast happening August 21st at Casa Cana. Each pop-up will feature the pig roast signature side items prepared by a visiting chef, specialty cocktails, and live music. Proceeds will be donated to Share Our Strength. If you want tickets, go to CasaCanaBoston.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
There will be potatoes there as well.
Great. I'm going to whip them. Whipped?
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Whipped potato.
I want to say I'm Rihanna from Boxborough, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.